And now, this younger generation starring Peggy Ann Garner. Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force present a comedy drama titled This Younger Generation, starring Peggy Ann Garner.
What's this younger generation coming to? Familiar question? Well, let's face it. I've asked myself that question many times. Our parents and grandparents asked themselves that question. And if you're a parent, you've repeated it. And if you're not, you will. Take the other night, for instance. Now, my daughter Linda's a sweet gal. Don't get me wrong. I love her dearly. But she's at that age, 16. Spanish rice. Dream dust. Well, here's what's happened. She was talking on the phone.
Gene, did you meet him? That new boy, of course. His name's Basil. Isn't that too thrilling? Oh, he's positively the most dashing, romantic, glamour man that this town's seen in years. And definitely habit-forming. And besides, he's got a car.
Linda! Linda!
Just a minute, Jean. Yes, Mother?
Hurry up on the phone, dear. I need you to help me, and your father will be home for dinner very soon.
Yes, Mother, in just a minute. This is utterly vital. Hello, Jean. Well, the way Sue is simply throwing herself at Basil is utterly revolting. I've never seen anything so positively brazen. I mean, really. I mean, it's absolutely a disgrace. Listen, we've just got to think of something, Jean. We can't give up a gorgeous hunk of man without a struggle, and especially to Sue. What? Oh, you're so right, Jean. Wait, here's Father. Hello, Father.
Hello.
All right, Jean. Now put on your thinking cap and come on up with a plan. I'll call you later. Bye now. Father. You definite man in my life. I'm so glad you're home. I need your advice.
What sort of advice?
Honestly, Father, how can you be so utterly suspicious?
I've been in training, Linda.
I only wanted to ask you what's the best way to win a man's heart. I mean, to make him absolutely swoon and make him want to take you out places.
Well, I don't know, Princess. Why?
Because there's the most marvelous new boy in town. His name's Basil, and he's definitely dream dust.
I thought Ralph Stone was dream dust last week.
Oh, that positive child. How can you feel romantic about a boy you used to go roller skating with? Oh, I just got to make Basil notice me. Now, if I had a new dress every week or two, the way Susan
does... Sam, you haven't even taken your coat off yet.
I'm trapped.
Why, what's the trouble, dear?
It's Basil, Mother.
Basil? Basil who?
Just Basil.
I just can't let Sue walk off with him. The way she does with every new boy in town. What can you do against a girl who wears a new dress every time she turns around?
Oh, Sue's mother's very foolish, the way she throws money away on that child's clothes.
I wouldn't stoop to such obvious tactics, my gal. Why don't you try to interest this Basil in your more serious side?
Serious side?
Show him you don't spend all your time thinking of clothes or bebop records. Show him you're a girl of sense and judgment.
How, Father?
Well, why not invite him to dinner? Say to a dinner that you planned and cooked yourself from start to finish.
Oh, I don't know, Sam.
Do you really think he might be impressed? Maybe if I brought on a huge roast beef, simply dripping with juice, and a strawberry shortcake with gobs of whipped cream...
A new dress would be cheaper.
No, wait. You've got the idea, Linda. You plan your menu, buy the stuff, and work out the whole meal.
I warn you, it's your funeral, Sam. But you'd best let Linda have the money to pay for this banquet. And she'd better pay cash.
Of course, absolutely. She'll have to budget the whole thing. That's part of the fun.
All right, I'll do it. You'd better give me the money now, Father.
How much?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Mother?
It's your idea, Sam.
You think $5 will do?
$5? Oh, wonderful. Wait till I tell Jean. I'm going to get her to help me. Hello, Jean. The most wonderful things just happened.
Linda, what's Omar a la tête?
I don't know, Jean. Tête is French for head.
Ooh.
Here, this sounds good. Roast plank chicken, potato rissolet, and glazed carrots.
I hate carrots.
So do I. Besides, chicken sounds kind of ordinary.
Oh, here's poulet sauté au mirepoix.
What on earth's that? Oh, Mother, you scared us. We were just going to put in our order.
Do you look nice, Mrs. Simpson?
Why, thank you, Jean. I'm really looking forward to an afternoon off for a change. Now, you're sure you won't need me?
Of course not, Mother.
Well, then. Goodbye, girls. I'll see you at dinner.
Linda, maybe we should have asked her.
Don't be silly, Jean. There's nothing to fuss about. We better stick to our original menu.
Orion's Grocery and Vegetable Market. Orion speaking.
This is Linda Simpson, Mr. Orion.
Oh, yes, Linda. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm planning dinner tonight, Mr. Orion.
Uh-huh.
And it's got to be special. I was wondering, could you make up one of those darling little lamb roasts? You know what I mean? The kind you sort of turn inside out and put those little paper hats on.
Is it a crown roast of lamb, you mean? Sure, Linda, I could make it up. I guess I haven't had a call for one of those things since before the war. It's be special dinner. All right, what else?
And, how much will that cost, Mr. Orion?
Near as I can figure, that'll run you about $12, Linda. Maybe a bit more, a bit less.
$12? Yikes!
$12?
That's utterly fantastic. It's highway robbery. Just a minute, Mr. Orion. Let me think.
What else can we have?
I don't know. How about capon?
How about a capon, Mr. Orion?
A capon? Oh, that's a big chicken leg. Well, I could let you have one for around $7.50.
$7.50? Oh, that's terrible. I just don't see how people live these days. The prices you charge.
I got some nice fryers. You'd need about four of them. It'd run you around $8.
Well, haven't you got any reasonable food?
Sure, Linda. I got things for less. How about some nice lamb stew? Neck bones and fore quarter. 29 cents, eh?
No, I don't want lamb stew. Well, I guess I'll have to let you know, Mr. Orion.
Sure, Linda, that's all right. You think it over. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sure, Linda, you think it over. Keep on yet. Crown roast yet. This younger generation.
I don't know whether they're going to go for Spanish rice, Linda.
Of course they will. Spanish rice can be utterly delicious if you just use a little imagination on the sauce. That's the whole secret of cooking, using plenty of herbs. You just put the water on, Jean.
I did. Have you got the rice?
Here. Now, but you should be sure to put in plenty.
Well, just how much, Linda?
Well, I don't know. Just so we have plenty. We don't want to skimp on the rice. Practically our whole meal, except for the cake.
Well, that's 3 cups. 4. I'll put 1 more cup in. There. I think I'd better look at that cake. I think it's nearly done. Another few minutes, that's all.
Good. Now let's make the sauce. Spanish rice depends on the sauce. Let's see now. Lots of tomatoes. Got to have lots of tomatoes. And onions. Here, you start on them, Jean, and put a piece of bread in your mouth, and you won't cry. Like this. Now, be sure and get them nice and fine.
Oh, I feel awful silly.
I think we ought to have a...
Huh?
I think we ought to have a really inspired sauce, Jean. Something Basil will always remember. Let's see now. Red pepper powder. A bit of that. Chili powder. Oh, we got to have a lot of that. Nothing worse than an uninspired sauce, I always say. Celery sauce. And here's marjoram. That's tasty. And rosemary. Don't you simply adore the names of herbs?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see now. Mace. Oh, yes. Just a dash of mace. Ground ginger. Oh, that's positively lush. And cayenne. Oh, that gives it a tang. Well, we'll put in plenty of cayenne. Here's something called oregano. What's that, Jean?
I don't know.
Well, can't hurt to try a little. And here... What's that?
The rice! The rice is boiling over.
Oh, heavens, quick, Jean. Get all the pots and pans from the cupboard. Hurry! Hurry!
Oh, Linda, what'll we do with this rice?
Don't be silly, Jean. There are hundreds of ways to use up leftover rice. Quick, get another pan.
The girls told us to come into the dining room and sit down, Basil, so I guess we better obey orders. You know how women are when they've cooked a meal.
I sure do, sir, and I surely appreciate them asking me over tonight.
You're hungry, I hope.
Oh, I could eat a side of beef, sir, on the hoof.
Me too. Oh, Mother, aren't you coming in?
I certainly am. I wouldn't miss this for anything.
Am I right, Mother, that this dinner was entirely in the hands of Linda and Jean?
That's right, Sam.
Hold the door open for me, will you, Jean?
Yeah. Well, now, what's all this?
Well, it's Spanish rice.
Yeah, it's our own recipe. Sit down, Jean. Basil, I hope you won't ask for the recipe for our sauce, because we simply don't ever cook anything twice the same way. I hope you like Spanish rice.
Oh, sure. I think it's fine. I'm a regular Spanish rice hound.
Well, I think you'll find this is rather special. Don't you like it, Basil? What's the matter, Father?
Oh, it's swell.
Yeah, it's fine. Fine. Give me some water, quick.
Quick.
Very good, Princess. Very spicy.
Piquant is the word. Very, very piquant, Linda. What is the matter, Sam?
Well, now, this cake looks good.
Gee, this is a keen cake, Linda.
It's absolutely delicious. I'm proud of both of you.
I had no idea you girls were such fine pastry cooks.
Why, I've been able to make a cake since I was an absolute child. Why...
Oh, Linda.
Father. Father, Basil, what's wrong with the cake? I thought you said that... Hasn't anyone found a single favor?
A favor?
A favor?
Yes. We put favors in the cake to surprise you.
Oh, I thought it was my bridge work.
And... Oh, Basil. You got the ring.
I thought you said this was going to be Linda's night from start to finish.
I know, Sam, but they worked so hard. I'm glad you sent them to the movies.
Still, they ought to learn to finish a job. What are we going to do with all this rice? Start a Chinese restaurant? What's so funny? This rice is all over the kitchen.
It isn't the rice. I was just remembering.
Remembering?
Remember the first night you came to call on me, the night I made a cheese fondue. Remember what Mother and Dad said.
Yes, I most certainly do. But this younger generation, I just can't understand them.
Boy, you sure are a wonderful cook, Linda.
Oh, Basil, you're definitely too kind. But I really did think it was a successful meal. Didn't you, Jean?
I don't think your father did, Linda. He didn't seem too friendly when we left.
Oh, Jean, don't worry. It's just parents, that's all. I don't know. This older generation, I just can't understand them.
Peggy Ann Garner, that truly was a most entertaining performance. Many thanks to you and to the entire cast for a most enjoyable program. Young man, you can be a key member of the U.S. Air Force team as a commissioned officer and navigator. Visit your local U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station and plan your future. Learn about the U.S. Air Force's new Aviation Cadet Navigator School at Ellington Air Force Base in Texas, and about the wonderful opportunities it offers. If you are between the ages of 20 and 26 and a half, have 2 years of college, and can qualify, here's your opportunity to become a key man aboard the mighty bombers and transports of your Air Force. Visit your nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station and get the full details. Ladies and gentlemen, this program has been presented by your Army and your Air Force in cooperation with this radio station on behalf of your local recruiting office, and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. This younger generation starred Miss Peggy Ann Garner as Linda. Supporting members of the cast included Athena Lord, Jim Bowles, Marvin Page, Ross Martin, and Dorothy Ames. This younger generation was written and directed by Charles Wilkes. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.